It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Not even talk about it.
Sure.
Go. I see your jealousy as you watching. You watching. It's kind of sexy to me how you watching. You watching. Why you fancy?
Full of information because we are back and hopefully better than ever. We are doing our thing here on the Hill Skills and Thrill Show. You are with your girl Hollywood of Hartford. And yes, I say of Hartford with a big smile on my face because we're back, baby. It is official as of today, October 6th, 12 o'clock. AM, all morning classes have been officially announced that they will be taking place at the VIP studio here in Hartford. So we'll look forward to that schedule and, of course, the location because we want to make sure all of our previous members are able to access the VIP studio and have access to our general studio once we open that December 1st. So look forward to a lot of dates, including our big grand opening party we're having at the studio here in Hartford. So we're so excited. We don't even know where to go with this. There's so much information. Hopefully you've been able to go to the website, check out information. There is a ton of it, including all of the information of how to set up and sign up for your newsletters. Newsletters are important because just like this, we correspond in so many different ways. Our newsletters are usually packed with other additional links to any of our affiliates or whatever direction we'd like to bring our clients and class students to. So feel free to click on those links because there's a lot of work that go into those newsletters. We want to make sure we welcome all of our new members to the studio. As I mentioned in the opening, we have only 2 months of membership here, and it's speedy memberships we're taking on here for the VIP studio in Hartford. And then after that, we will no longer be taking any new memberships at the VIP studio. All other classes will remain at the studio for the general public, and of course, our studio in Springfield will be remaining open for the remaining time of us doing this transition of opening both Harford Studios. So yes, our hands are full, and we want to make sure we reiterate our new location is 1429 Park Street. That is 1429 Park Street, located in the Parkville area of downtown, between downtown Hartford and West Hartford area. It's a beautiful upcoming area that has lots of amazing small businesses and restaurants and all types of little things that you'll be just surprised to have right here in your backyard. So make sure you check out the Parkville neighborhood. You can do so by getting off of 84, coming from either 91 north or south. You can take 84 going west, and it is the Sisson or Sigourney exits. It depends on which way you'd like to get here. We're right between both exits. And if you'd rather just take public transportation, we're right here off the fast track line, Parkville line. You can also take the train, the CT rail, and meet us right downtown and take one bus right off the Parkville, right onto the Parkville line from the fast track from downtown. So lots of fun ways to get here. You can also ask any Uber driver. And if you were to ask any neighbor that was downtown, you might have an opportunity to get proper directions as well. So check out your newsletters and make sure you're opting in to get all that news and information that we update often, including our VIP options. And when those expire, we want to make sure you have plenty of time to get yourself a class pass and start your membership with us at Pole Control Studios. So take advantage of taking your introduction class. It's offered every week, 3 days a week. It's offered every Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays. So it's Wednesdays at 6, Fridays at 7, Saturdays at noon. We may be adding more to our schedule, so check in, but feel free to sign up for your intro class as soon as possible so you can start your journey into your pole discovery. We have amazing class pass deals that we have going on. Often we have anything that we see online from Pole Control Studios, any third-party deals, we will match in our studio immediately. So we have a deal online going on for our 8 class pass, normally at $199, it's at $179. Our 15 class pass, normally at $329, it's on sale for $249. Don't forget your 15 class pass, and all of your class passes have a time duration, so make sure you use them before they expire. Your 30 class pass, normally $549. Is on sale today for $3.99. For 50 classes, that's normally three extra bonus classes by signing on with a friend. It's regularly $7.69. It's on sale for $4.99. Now that's a really good deal. And of course, our classes for drop-ins are normally $39.99. Those do not go on sale because those are drop-in prices, but feel free to bring a friend or sign up with someone for a chance to get an additional discount. And we have discounts going on online like crazy for our online stores. So our Customized Girl Clothing Store and our Champion Sports Store have both beautiful pole gear and amazing all you can think of casual gear for the polar and all of us and the wannabe. So check out those sites for those items and come to class with them for additional classes added to your class pass when you tend to participate. They go towards your pole perk points. So check out the stores so you can definitely take advantage of those. We also have a couple of girls' nights coming up starting next week, Saturday, October 12th. We're going to Hollywood's in Southington. That's Hollywood's in Southington. Yes, that is a gentleman's club, but for us gentlewomen, we're going to support Miss Bailey Stevens. She is a member of the studio for years and a burlesque performer with the Cirque and Twerk burlesque performance that's coming up, so check that out as well. We're going to meet up at Pole Control Studios in Hartford, 9 p.m. for carpooling. So if you'd rather meet us there, feel free to meet us at 9:30. However, if you're going to carpool with us, sign in the pink book so you can be picked up. We will wait for you, but we won't wait for you if you're not signed up. We also have a studio owner's dinner. That is a private event. We are seeking a few students, possibly to beta test our new Pole Passport program. So if you're interested in trying out our affiliate studios and getting some free classes, this is a perfect opportunity to stick your neck out there and get involved and participate. You won't receive additional Pole perk points for this, but you will receive a free beta test pass to try out the four studios and the four classes that come with your Pole passport. So let me know if you're interested in that. And if you can make it to the studio, sign up for that dinner. It's October 13th. That's a Sunday, and it starts at 7 p.m. We also have an event Saturday, October 26th, and it's with the beautiful and talented Miss Joy Monroe. She is doing a body paint presentation called Goddess of the Winds, and I am participating as her main feature attraction. I'd love to have you all there in support of the studio and showing up to support her work, because she's going to be amazing. She and I also are going to go to Dallas within the year for a huge pole and body painting competition. So please show your support. Get your tickets early. They are on Eventbrite. I will also have them on our website, and you most likely will see them on Facebook. So take advantage when you see those tickets. Buy them, because they're going to sell out, and it's going to be an amazing event. I want you there. And last girls' night is a girls' day, and it's for all of you bitches. And what do I mean by that? It's puppy day, Tuesday, October 22nd. It's puppy day. You bring your puppy to class. It is in honor of all puppies. We are going to have some fun mom and pup classes for you and your pup. And, of course, some treats so you can try it out and reward the ones you love. So please sign up for that if you're interested in showing up for that as well. And also make sure your puppy's potty trained. We don't want a mistake like we had last year. Make sure we have plenty of time to walk your puppy before we take them in for a puppy play date. So once again, that's October 22nd, and that's in the afternoon at noon at the studio in Springfield. Check us out. We have our newsletter hosting our Halloween pole moves to try in our classes. We have five moves that are wickedly for the not frightful and extremely delightful, if flexible and inflexible, polar. Now, I never wrote things like this down, so I would never be able to repeat what I just said. But these moves will definitely get you into a wicked sense of what your creepy side could really show. So check out those classes. We have them every Tuesday and Thursday. We may introduce a couple classes on Friday, just so you have an overall lesson of these Halloween pole moves. And by the time Halloween approaches on Thursday, we have the opportunity to perform these pole moves. And there'll be plenty of opportunity to also try them out at the grand opening if you sign up as a performer or pole cleaner for our grand opening. There's great incentives for doing that as well. So check that out. Our Halloween pole moves are brought to you by 123 Polling, and they're an amazing resource for those who wish to build their curriculum and train outside of the classroom. And if you have a pole at home, and if you don't have a pole at home, definitely come see me. But if you do, please sign up for this site and get yourself a membership, because it's ideal to take these classes seriously. They're by amazing instructors taught and all over the world who just have just great energy. And I love them dearly, and I want them to be a part of your world because they're a part of mine. So check them out on 123polling.com. We have all of our philanthropic efforts that we do throughout the year, and it starts pretty much right around now. I'm going to just roll them off and let you know what they all are, just so you are prepared. So we have our candy drive. That's until October 29th. You bring a bag of candy, you get a class. You bring two bags of candy, you get two classes. And I'm not talking about little packs for singular people. It is a full bag for sharing. We are donating this for the Trunks charity, so they are able to give Halloween candy out of the back of their trunks in one specific unified neighborhood, and that way making Halloween trick-or-treating safer for kids all over, just by making sure they have a more immersive style of parenting with the children for Halloween. So feel free to bring your candy, earn some classes. What's a bag of candy? I don't know, $5 to $10. A class is $39. There you go. Saved about $30 just by giving to the kids. So that's until October 29th. And if you decide to come on the field trip to Six Flags for Fright Fest with us, you'll get two classes for every bag. So that's a bonus. Check out the dates by signing up in our pink book at the studio. We have until the 15th of November to bring any unused or donated bra, and it has to be washed, in other words, clean and fairly together. I want to make sure that you get a clear idea that these are being donated and they are for good cause. So make sure it's not just your damaged bras that you're donating to this cause. Because last year we had to do a lot of damage control just to be able to share our donation with our charity. So when you bring your bras, make sure they're clean and make sure they are of some standard. We have until the 15th of December for you to bring any of your non-perishable goods and cans to the studio. One full bag equals 1 week's worth of class. Now, how many days of classes? We don't tell you until we start rewarding you, because we do the 12 days of Christmas within this time. And since we want to make sure it coincides with your warm heart of giving, we just want you to get and give as much as you're able to out of this whole event and this spectacular way we share. So make sure you bring any non-perishable goods or canned goods by the 15th of December to the studio. And it has to be by the 15th because that's the pickup date. Including our last charity that we have a date of the 21st of December this year. We pushed back a couple more days because we want to be the last pickup stop for our local fire department for the Toys for Tots charity. So when you bring an unopened toy, you earn a free class, and you can still bring your cans up until the 15th, but if you decide to double up, by all means, do whatever your charitable heart desires. They're all going for a good cause, and you could just use your classes for whichever class that fits your fancy. It might not all be mine. It may be some of our new instructors. It may be some of our guest instructors. You never know, but we want you to find a way of rewarding yourself through our systems, and that way get a great body and have a clear mind all within one. So it's a symbiotic relationship of its finest. We want to make sure you're at our events because we want to make sure you meet all of the amazing people who make this possible, our sponsors and our instructors and our burlesque team and everyone that's involved with behind the scenes to get Pole Control Studios back in Hartford and back to where we always belong, number one, in your hearts. So we want to give a super shout out to Martha, who's been holding it down for us for classes. She has come all the way from the Dominican Republic just to teach a little bit of introduction classes and parties at our studio while taking her classes and earning amazing incentives doing so. I hope you have checked your mailbox, Martha, because we've got so many good things for you. She's been amazing. Also, make sure you come to our parties and meet Spencer. He's awesome at what he does. Everything he does, he puts 110% into it. And we are excited to have him holding down our Springfield studio, teaching those classes while we're here building our studios in Hartford and implementing new studio classes right here in Hartford while those are going on in Springfield. So you're not missing out. We want to thank John for being an amazing asset to our team. He has been going above and beyond with his engineering skills and his newfound legal services that he's been able to offer the studio. Just by doing a little studying, he's been our studio's paralegal, handling things that we needed to get everything legal for Pole Control Studios to be back in Hartford and up and going right on time. So we definitely want to give a big shout out to John. We also want to thank Tyler for coming on because he's going to be an amazing asset to the Pole Control Studios team. We will be doing many of our Pole Control Studios Girls Night Out events at our secret locations, including a special bar and bowling alley that, yes, I said it, bowling alley that has a welcome pole presence that you will love to be at. Remember last year? What was it, 2 years ago? We went to the skating rink and we had an amazing presence there and we were able to share our awesome art of pole. We want to do the same thing. We have our A-frame. We can bring it everywhere. We have our lollipop. We don't just have poles. Let's really get people to see what we offer in aerials and take it to the general public in odd and wild ways. And Tyler will be an instrument to make that happen. I am so excited to have him on board. And of course, we're welcoming it on Carrie from Momentum Studios. We're happy to have her on board because she has great energy. She does not want her pole journey to stop. And I am so excited to have her on board because a lot of her students, who are a lot of my students, are also coming back to Pole Control Studios because they love her teaching styles. So I'm very excited to have her and take her classes as well. So we have all these great people that are on board with Pole Control Studios, and they're looking forward to pushing forward everything that you have in mind for your goals and for mine. And of course, last but not least, I'd like to give a special thank you and shout out to the one and only Miss Yaritza Yari. You know the girl, the one, the only. She's been holding it down for us, and she's been an amazing asset to our team. She was certified with me in CircFit, and you have to look forward to her introduction classes for Lyra and her introductions to pole and her pole parties when she offers them as well. I look forward to seeing her perform and featuring so we can go and support her at a field trip coming soon. So giving a special shout out and special shout out love to Yari. You missed a great party, girl. Sorry you're going to miss out on this money. So make sure you guys check out your schedules. All you instructors, if you want to see what's going on with classes and parties, we want you to be involved, but we are not going to nag you of what's going on. We will just make sure we have a backup if you're unavailable or if you're not there on time. Make sure you give at least 2 hours notice if there's any changes in your schedule. We have our burlesque back full force, and we can't wait. Our first performance is booked at Smokey Joe's Cigar Bar. And yes, I say it with somewhat of a somber heart. It is in the same facility as the Mardi Gras, but with a great piece of pleasure do I say it there, because I tend to always work out any past digressions to move forward to amazing, brighter times. So being at the Mardi Gras should be an amazing experience. And I do look forward to it. But we will be in the other side at Smokey Joe's doing a mini performance of our major performance we will be doing at the Velvet Rope Theater. Weekly, monthly, and quarterly events and shows will be listed on our marquee outside of our Velvet Rope Theater. So look forward to checking that out. I'm going to build an Instagram for that so you could check it out and see all of whatever is going there, because variety acts and comedy and puppetry and all types of things could happen. Our neighbors at Curioporium will be on board if I have to beg them on my hands and knees to allow their Tempest Theater and my Velvet Rope Theater to somehow be affiliates. We will make it happen, because you know, when your girl Hollywood puts it out there, it will come true. As we said, if you build it, they will come. Doesn't matter if they will come. If you build it, the right people will come, and they will show up, and they will bring the right people with them. So the right people, I'm talking to you. We need you to come and support the studio. We need you to come and support the burlesque. It is back and better than ever, and we're so excited because it's rolling in right on time with our competition season. Since competition and events happen all year round, we kind of want you to kind of get an idea of what's going on like right now, so you can see what you're missing, where you should be, why aren't we there, and hello, you need to write this stuff down. So we have, of course, pole competitions given to us by Miss Kristen Noel. She is our insider for all competition, and she is a stage kitten for the burlesque troupe. So look forward to seeing her cute little bum all over the place. She wants to first introduce us to Metal Pole Mayhem. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Most of these have a submission base where they would like you to submit an admission video or some sort of trial before you're entered as a competitor. So make sure you're checking, if you're entering any competitions, what the submission guidelines and rules are before entering and paying any fees. We have Exotic Generation in California. That is more of a competition showcase, more or less than for a title, a world title, and I suggest entering any competition if it has pole in it, just so you can get a feel of all the different types of competitions out there. including the club pole competitions that they often throw at gentlemen's establishments. They are often filled with great talent and great energy from the audience, and you can see how that interprets great to a burlesque crowd. The USPDF in New York City, their deadline is in November, but their competition's coming up in April. They often have events at the Symphony Space Theater, and I'm not sure exactly who it's hosted by other than USPDF and their affiliates, but they are a world-recognized pole competition. So if you're entering that, you're most likely going to use your title and hold your title and represent your title. So if you win in the Northeast, you must travel to hold your title for Worlds or hand down your title for the next competitor if you don't meet the requirements. Dance Filthy is in Florida. Just missed their deadline, that was in September, and their competition's coming up in November. If you're in Florida, that's often given at a gentleman's club. One of my friends, check her out. Her name is Star Smith Amy. Check her out at Star Smith Amy. She enters these competitions. She is on her 5th baby and still looking amazing next to the pole and doing amazing things in the sport as a mom of 5 and her beautiful children. She is so inspiring. I love her. Super shout out to Amy. She represents Dance Filthy in Florida. And I just love to watch her perform. Pole for Purpose is a charitable event in Florida. That is all for charity, so I'm not sure what they do with the title, but I'm sure that it's something you can travel and feature if you decide to continue to perform with your titles. You can use your pole for a purpose title as a winner for future credit. You can also do pole through. It's called Art of Awareness. It's in Chicago. It's also submission-based. You have to send in a video in order to be considered for their competition. It is a charity as well, and all of the proceeds go to a Chicago-based charity. So even if you're not local, it's something to be involved with. It's amazing. I think it's for domestic violence, if I'm not mistaken. I will double-check and retract if I'm mistaken. Exotic Alchemy is another one. PoleCon is in June. Their deadline for showcases in December. They have a shit ton of showcases. So you can literally perform and showcase in anything. And if you're interested in going to PoleCon, this is one of the field trips we're taking for Girls Night as a group all together. Please sign up because this trip is very pricey and we are going as a group to save money. We need to know the earlier the better if you're going to be with us in June. So we have to know by April or sign up for your showcases by December. We will go ahead and put you down as joining us for the field trip because we'll assume you'd like to save some money and travel with us. So PoleCon is in New Orleans, or as they say, New Orleans, baby, and it's in June 2020. So check the website for those dates and tickets. We have PSO coming up November 16th and 17th. That's Pole Sports Organization competition that they often throw here. It's a regional competition. There's Northeast here in Boston. We often participate in that, and we are going to be cheering on our pole competition guideline headliner, Kristen Noel. We're going to be also cheering on our pole party and intro instructor, Martha, and potentially cheering on some pool cleaners and giving high fives and fist bumps to volunteers at the PSO. So that's in Boston, November 16th and 17th. Participation is not required, but if you'd like to go, you must sign up at the studio. The pink book is always at the front, so sign in for any of these events so we know you are RSVPing and we can give you some tissue. Ha ha ha. We have all of the amazing events that I have to do, personally, as a performer. I got myself elbows deep into performing since forming the burlesque troupe, and now being certified in CircFit, I've gotten a couple gigs performing on the Lyra. So I will be performing at Jimenez November 4th in New Jersey. That is a cigar bar. That is the same cigar bar we performed the after party at the VMAs. So if you're looking for the date and for the directions, check our websites because we're going to make sure we update that the closer that comes along. And if you'd like to come along with us, that would be great to have a couple of volunteers because I would like to get some help setting up equipment. And of course, enjoying all the perks that I'm gifted as a performer. I can't often enjoy all by myself, so I'd like to share with you. Let me know if you'd like to come because that would be great to have your support and see your beautiful faces there. Today's show is really about, are you getting enough pole play time with your pole pals? Are you coming to class? Are your girlfriends able to get into the same classes you're getting into? And is that the motivation that you need? Is it accountability that's truly your motivation? Let's really talk about that for a minute, because I want to make sure that when you have an experience at Pole Control Studios, you know what you're getting yourself into. It is October 6, 2019. We have 2 weeks of the VIP studio before we start slowly closing down our Springfield studio. So right now, both studios have ongoing classes, which means right now you can purchase any of your class passes or any pole pal passes or any memberships or any future classes or activate any old passes that you may want to reactivate right now. There's no trouble for us to make sure your membership is active. It's how you use it and when you're using it to make sure you're getting enough pole play time with your pole pals. So first and foremost, let's figure out your schedule. Are you a morning or an evening person? Do you prefer to take all classes that are with women? Or do you mind taking a couple co-ed classes? You'll hear that I often mention the word girls' night out, but does that mean boys are not allowed at the studio? Well, to answer those questions, absolutely not. That's crazy. We love the boys. We want you in our classes. We also want you at our events. However, we want you also to be accountable when you're coming to class so you get an opportunity to take advantage of all the great advantages aerials has to offer you. Upper body is something we all kind of want to build or need to work on. Meanwhile, it's something that is quite difficult to do all alone when we really think about it. Why do we want to work out? Kind of get that energy, maybe to build our bodies, maybe to get, I don't know, a support system. But whatever the reason, it's never fun to do alone because all those reasons are great reasons to bring a pole pal. So whether it's a guy or whether it's a gal, bring a pole pal. bring them to class, sign them up, sign one up with you when you take your intro class. And then that way, you can do a pass that will give you an opportunity to try out classes together. And if you buy your class pass nice and early, you get VIP incentives, including access to both Hartford Studios. So that's 10 polls. The opportunity of classes are endless. We want to make sure you get plenty of time to take your classes with your pole pals. Also, have you been to class and maybe had fun with a student that you don't see that often in class? Maybe they're running out of classes. Maybe they were a visiting student. Whatever the reason for those students to be in class, we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to communicate with whomever you feel comfortable with connecting with in class. So take advantage of our social media platforms. We have Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp, plenty of resources for you to access and communicate with any of your pole pals right in class without even realizing they're your pole pals. If you don't have social media and you choose to defend the reasons why not, I don't really blame you. I'm not going to knock you for staying off the grid. It can be fairly addicting. But with anything, you have to have some sense of control. Feel free to talk to these students in class. And if you're unable to meet them in class, you can also communicate through our forum portal to communicate with each other. And in that way, you don't have to sign up for any social media. You can just communicate right through our website. We're daily updating our website to make sure you're informed of what events, what parties, what classes, what availabilities we have to offer you. So feel free to leave us feedback if there's information that you're looking for that we haven't been able to place yet or we haven't updated. With a small business, there's often some slack in communication or some miscommunication when it comes to any deals or specials that we have. If by any chance we have information that's unclear or misleading, alert us immediately. Not only will we give you a great incentive for keeping us on our toes, but we will also make sure that all of your pole sisters and brothers are informed and not confused by what may have misinformed or confused you. It's really important we're all on the same page. We're introducing, starting in November, our pole passport. Our pole passport will allow you as a student to travel to our affiliate pole studios throughout New England and take a class or workshop at any of those studios. We want your feedback as a reward. We want to know what we need to do to make your experiences better and to make your pole journey easier. We have lots of resources, but what resources can we share? We have so many ways of communicating and building our culture, but which ways do you know that we build our communications and our communities to pole? We want to make sure you are very much involved. Starting in November, we're going to offer our pamphlet online for free. And why I say for free is because we do have a printed version that's for sale in studio, but the printed version is a magazine. So it's $9.99 to purchase the printed version of what we're offering starting November 1st, absolutely free. Consider it our gift for your patience. Consider it our gift for your commitment. And consider it our gift for your loyalty to Pole Control Studios. Whether you've tried other studios and have ventured off and come back, or if you've ventured off to those studios and we are trying us for the first time, we welcome you with open arms. Our first gift to you when you come to our studio is a hug from our hearts, because we're glad you're here and we're happy you're taking this journey so seriously with us together. Our second, most important, is a smile. We want to make sure you know our hearts are open to any questions you may have. And we want to also know if you do have any fears or doubts, that you feel welcome to express those in a general space that's welcoming and is accepting. We also want to make sure you're in an environment that's extremely loving and caring. Most of us here at Pole Control Studios have some personal relationship with one or another because we are a small business. Whether one of us is a partner or in a relationship or a best friend or a newfound friend, we're all here with the same common goal, your needs. And your needs are first and foremost. So whatever you have as far as questions, inquiries, queries, come to us. If it's something that's concerning you about another instructor, feel free to speak to me. If it's a problem with me, feel free to speak with John or Tyler or Carrie or Spencer or Yari or Martha or Christina, anyone who you feel comfortable with, who makes you feel warm and welcome here. We want you to know that this is a family, that we never, ever will turn away anyone who comes with questions or concerns about their health, physically or mentally, in this journey of Pole Control Studios and aerial arts and dance. We have so much to offer you. In the exotic arts, we want to make sure also you're mentally prepared for everything that comes along with that, including all of the upcoming topics for our upcoming radio shows that we have for the rest of the year. One coming up soon is the Shame Game from Family and Friends. This topic makes you think about your journey in pole or aerials or any exotic or sensual art form, and how has it affected your family and friendships there on out, and if it's a positive or negative, and if it is a positive, how has it positively affected you in your daily activities and your attempts to continuing with your art form. Vice versa, if it's a negative experience, how does it affect the way you are with your significant other, your children, or your parents, or even your coworkers for that matter? There's a lot that goes within the shame game of being an aerial artist, but how do you play into it? I want you to think about that. And give us a call at 347-637-3393 when we produce this show. I want you to call in and let me know what your personal experience is with your family and friends with the sport. Another topic we will be talking about and getting into on our radio show for future is the pregnancy taboo. When should we stop working out? And when does it look unacceptable to those or even ourselves when we are showing and pregnant and fully flowering next to a phallus pole? Does it make us feel bad? Does it make us feel empowered? What really goes on behind the taboo of pregnancy and pole dancing? We're definitely going to get into that, including some lighter topics like creating your own costumes and outfits for burlesque. That might be a two-hour performance show because we're going to have some guests on our show discussing a few techniques of how they create and make performance pieces for shows. We're also bringing back Dirty Talk 101. That was a topic we usually would save from around February and Valentine's Day. We may introduce a little earlier just to get you rolling before Valentine's Day and get you on going so you can continue your journey into verbal dominance. And then we want to make sure you're invited to all of our events, all of our private special parties, and you're able to volunteer as a student and earn rewards for anything that you participate with Pole Control Studios, because we love you so much and we want you involved with everything we're involved with. So it's a constant symbiotic relationship of building an empowering, positive effect of what pole dancing and aerial dancing really is for the general public. I want you to give me a call at 347-637-3393 during any of my radio broadcasts if you have any questions for anything. I'll also be bringing back my Ask Me Anything segment, most likely at the end of the year. So start collecting all of those questions that you've always wanted to ask, but you just didn't know where to begin. I want to make sure that I'm also accountable as the student owner and director to be able to ease your tension and your mind when it comes to starting your journey, continuing your journey, or maybe starting your journey over at Pole Control Studios. We welcome all students from all studios, beginner all the way to expert. We welcome instructors who wish to learn, maybe even wish to take their skills a little bit further and become a certified teacher with us at Pole Control Studios. You have two options of either using our educational programs to excel and open a studio of your own, or franchise with us and let us put our money behind you. There's so many options for instructors, for performers, for students, for artists. You have every resource right here at Pole Control Studios with us and our affiliates. So feel free to reach out at any time for any reason or for anything. We're going to save these last few moments of silence in honor of Patrick Murphy. Thank you for listening. We love to have you call in. We love to have you as a guest on our show. Please contact me at info@polecontrolstudios.com. You could reach us at Twitter at Pole Control, Instagram at Pole Control, Facebook at Pole Control Studios. Thank you for listening to the Hill, Skills, and Thrill Show with your girls, Hollywoods of Hollywood. I said that wrong. It's a long show. Had a long day. I'm going to sign out all over again. Thank you for listening and hanging out with your girl, Hollywoods of Hartford, even though I'm originally from Hollywoods, Florida. Signing out until next time. Sending you love, sending you peace, sending you joy. Until next time.